Holy Father, I'm screaming, my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 gato. Maserati lo moto. Ago adele, ago. Abo moka mwatane, boy. Cause I pull up in the middle of the song.
I just want to be high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. You know my daddy, shape or color. I go make sure, say I must collect.
I'm going to buffet. No man gets to come on your bed. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't want you to bet, bet, damn man.
Malaku Ivan! Malaku Khan! She be make a tamuwa. Say my cookie na go join court. You want to bamba? You wanna cheat with the big boys?
Okay. It's another beautiful day, indeed. A great day. Again, my name is Dachula Sherberg, and I'm in the studios of Radio Fab, and you're welcome to my house, a program whereby we come here every single weekend, Wednesday, to talk about music in general. And music, I mean Afrobeat. As the genre is getting bigger and getting more recognized around the world, I also want to use this medium to also put it out there to let people understand that it's more of a culture, not just music or genre in general. It's more of a culture, lifestyle, and music indeed. And it consists of also a dance and a lot of things to put together to make it more of a beautiful thing. As I keep saying, and I always say, Afrobeat is not just a genre, but also more to life, or more a way of life. Yeah, I go by the name Dachula Sherberg, and I'm in the studios of Radio Fab. And as I said earlier, we come here every Wednesday to do this, and I guess we're gonna be having an amazing time again this week. Probably, I mean today. You know, when I mean this week, I mean today. We have a lot of gist for you. Also, we're gonna be covering a lot of things. We're talking about the new release songs, because we promised you we're gonna be what's it called? Queen Madden released a new song, and I promised probably I'm gonna be playing it this week, and hopefully, yes, it's an amazing song, and I guess we're all gonna listen to it together for the first time, also for me. And also I have some couple of gist for you also, so I'll prepare you, stay tuned, or we can, you know, have an interactive moment together to, you know, to make the whole thing fun and amazing. So once again, I go by the name Dachula Sherberg, and if you haven't been following us, please, it will be more of a privilege and a great thing for you to just do that. I guess it costs nothing to just click the like or the follow button. You can follow us on Instagram at Radio Fab, on Twitter at just Radio Fab, and on Facebook at Radio Fab, or just search for Radio Fab, or you can go to Google, just search Radio Fab, and you can just find our website, and from there you can get to follow every single of our social media platform. And also, as I said, I'll always keep saying sorry, we come here every Wednesday, but we have other things for you in general, like politics, music, everything that consists of great entertainment, Radio Fab has it in place for you. So without talking too much, right now I'm going to be presenting one of the biggest songs for last 2 weeks. Yes, it was the biggest, because Buju bragged about it and was like, if you know you are my colleague and you are releasing this song that same week, please relax, because I'm the one who wants this week. And it's a song they titled Fikima Fikewa. I'm not Yoruba, I'm sorry to say. And it's featuring Rema on this very one. And according to the brag he made, I thought this was going to be like another banger. But trust me, we haven't catched the song yet. Let me put it that way, because I thought the song is going to be everywhere, you know, just everywhere, you know what I mean. But it wasn't as... I'm not seeing it as the way he bragged about it. Let me put it that way. Yes. But without talking too much, right now we have Buju, or... can I say Benson? BNXN, Benson featuring Rema, and they call this one Fikewa.
Come on,
listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Oh, as you can see, something went not there for me. And if you put my mind, you see, if no be money, focus with me in the vitamin C. Oh, as you can see, something went not there for me. If you don't say that you're for me, it's no guarantee. And if you say you give my party, for my money, you only carry my one corner. For my balance, you know straight, my car, you too, can I enter small hour? For your mother, you the only you want to come. If you go and go and go, if you go and go and go, you want if you go and go and go. If you go and go and go, you want if you go and go and go. If you go and go and go, you want if you go and go and go. If you go and go and go, why you want if you go and go and go. If you go and go and go, you want if you go and go and go. If you go and go and go.
Stop at the long talk, I know they fool on me. I want some balaga with my day ones, my day ones. And if you let my enemies shame me go. Now why me, I know the rest I always say walk. I want if I say I'm lazy go. I go pick your money before I pick my baby call. Because if they stop nonsense, you they hate on me, I'll market. If I fall, I make I bend. Say you get fake dress, but you won't give me advice about patience. Are you making sense? Can't beat before I change my color, color. I they talk, you they talk, shut up. Me where be with it, I know be ball up. She be with me, mama, ever.
Go by the name Dajli Shebrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Fikon Winkon by Buju featuring Rema, as I earlier said. And one of the most anticipated songs this year, but trust me, it may be, as I said earlier, we haven't been feeling, or we have not feeling the vibe yet. Hopefully in the future we get to understand, and you know, there are some songs like that you'll be like, at the moment, you know, you're not catching it, but time after time you get to, you know, feel the lyrics and more like it. But for me, I think it's not as great as anticipated, because I felt like there are other songs that are bigger right now. Like, for example, Derko featuring Davido, which is gonna be her next song, was a song she didn't even kind of, you know, talk about. She just only dropped a snippet, and after that it was officially the song and the video dropped. And trust me, the massive love that song had, I don't know if it's because of Davido, but if talking about Davido itself, I just want to also say, I think Darko also knows how to put out a good song, because even you know, talking about favorite girl that she did with Rema, trust me, that song is for me. I used to think that probably Davido had the best verse of the year, because, you know, I said it, I don't know if anybody feels that way, but for me, I think Davido had the best verse of the year with what's his name, Kiss Daniel, when they did what's the name of that song again, together, Helly this year. And I really kind of love the song. I love, you know, the way this, everything about this song was just great. Twe, yes, that very song. And I felt like that was probably, for me, is gonna be the biggest verse. But when I heard Rema's verse on Favorite Girl Remix, trust me, I told myself, man, this is gonna be a competition between these two songs. For me, it's not about just Rema going in, it's about how Rema, really fitted everything that song was missing, starting from the rhythm, the melody, and more like it. So and talking about entertainment news, what's his name? Odumodu Black has finally have the time to sign the document and the ownership of the 16th Edin Solawa powered home, proudly sponsored by Sita Views Estate. And talking about entertainment news again, our queen, you know, the princess of Afrobeat at this very moment. I'll call her the little queen. The little queen, I call her a star. She made an opening for Coldplay in Australia couple of, you know, hours ago. Was it not? Is it today? I can't really remember the time. In this morning, I don't know. You know, time difference, I can't tell. Let's just say, you know, this morning, for example. Or it could be yesterday night in Australia. I don't know, but time difference tells. But it was an amazing, you know, performance from her. And she opening for a great artist like Coldplay, for me, I think is a great, you know, a great news for the culture itself and a beautiful one. And talking about entertainment news again, Joe Boy finally, you know, I don't know if anybody knew him from Empower, a record label by Mr. Easy, the record label by Mr. Easy. I told you guys, if you can remember last week when I said he was the first artist that was officially signed, and we listened to one of his very songs. He was the first artist that was officially signed to Empower Africa, which is Empower record label by Mr. Easy at that time. And I'm talking about that record label. I never had idea that they departed very long time. I felt like that is one thing a lot of artists are missing, because most of them just think the record label, you know, just eat from them. Like, you know, record label, they dream me down. They might be giving me, maybe, I don't know, in dollars. Let's give an example of a rough estimate of yearly. They might be paying me $5 million, and you know, you are doing a show worth like 50, 20, 30 million dollars in a year, or you're selling records worth of that also, and they are giving you like $10 million, and you think the label is using $20 million. But the only thing I keep saying, one of the things that I keep saying is, come to think of it, the label also handles all of your expenses, starting from the clothing, your advertisement, your security, your stays in hotel. These things cost money. Even promotions, I know how expensive that shit is. So if you think the label is really draining you because you're seeing the profit that is coming out and you're not seeing the expenses they are making, I think that makes you of a greedy artist, more like a businessman. Because for me, I just think, first of all, if you're going to be making making a label pay as much as you really desire, you yourself, you think you desire, you should be able to pull out a thing that makes you feel like, yes, you really deserve such a thing. Like, for example, Rema, for example, he's been with Maven for a very long time now. Maven and what's this, the Prince record label again, I've forgotten about it. That's where what's his name, Ruga also came from. I think officially these things is something we should also put in place, that yes, officially we should also put in place to make us understand that yes, there are also things we should be looking at when it comes to these things in general. It's not just about how much you're making from it, but can I be able to, you know, run this, you know, forget about the money aspect of it, can I be able to run these activities? Because you as an artist, you are a business, you need people to manage you, you need a lot of things to make, you know, your business run. It's not about just singing and putting out song on Instagram or just uploading to SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, and all of those things. So not distribution itself, but there are more to it. So if we get to understand that part, that is another thing that will make an artist really, really great. So Joe Boy finally opened his own record label, and they finally signed an artist, their first signee, which go by the name King Victor, and is hopefully to release his first single. And I guess we're gonna be listening to it also on this very show. And without talking too much, I have Delco featuring Davido and the Bowtie to this one right now. We're gonna be back once after the song. Go by the name Dachelle Sherbrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
You got a lot of things I want to get involved with. You're the kind of woman that I want to have my kids with. Don't tease me, baby girl, I need it, baby girl. Let's put it right there now. Girl, I want more, girl, I want more. I need you to give it up, take it out, fill it out, get it right, get it right, get it right, get it right. I need you to give it up, take it out, fill it out, get it right, get it right, get it right, get it right. See, let me put my keys in you. I'm a deal with you. Let me deal with you. What would you like to know about me? I'll show you what I can do. Does it fuck you like this? Is it better than me? It don't matter what it is. I'm a king. All my love to you.
I need it to give it up. Take it up.
Fill it up for me. Get it right now. Get it right now. Get it right now. Get it right now. I need you to give it up. Take it up. Fill it up for me. Get it right now. Get it right now. Get it right now. Get it right now. Have you ever been with an African king? I'll give you love plus 20 other things. Photo shoots, body of a magazine. I wanna feel you skin to skin. Oh, you don't have to try at all. Natural beauty, you know God bless you. And you know you're pretty when the lights come on. Oh, move your body, girl, you dance for them. She be my type of woman. She promise say she no go follow man. She no come for the money, say she come for the love. But still I give her bullion man. She be my type of woman. She look the same on Instagram. She no come for the money, say she come for the love. Still I give her bullion man.
I need it to give it up, take it up, fill it up.
Okay, that was Derko and Davido, and they titled that one right now. You know, one of the songs at the moment, I think, is, how would I call it, is really getting the internet a little bit of attention because there was a person, I don't know if he's a guy or a lady, who made a tweet and he said, I've been having this doubt, and I felt like Derko is a male or female, but later I found out that she's just a lesbian, you know, a female attracted to a female, because the way she dresses sometimes confuses me. She's kind of, you know, I don't know, especially when she newly came out newly, and I felt like he was a guy. The couple of times I saw her dressed like a lady, I was like, ah, she's killing this vibe. Is she a cross dresser or what? But along the line, I felt like, no, she's just a lesbian, but she's a female who identifies as a me. And there was a tweet that came out, and somebody tweeted and he said, I will interpret it in English. He said, Dorko, since you did with the video, why you not just chop better, pretty some way you do yourself up and down? What the person was trying to say was, Dorko had a celebrity like the do around with her, she should be able to, you know, transgender from a female that she should not identify as a female that she is, so that she can have, you know, good sex. You know, I'm not supposed to, you know, use the D word. So alongside, she replied and she said, yes, if you really want to know, say, if that's Dorko replying right now, if you really want to know whether I get the real D, you know, the D. And he said, you should bring your girlfriend for a test. I don't know how she replied, but the reply was more than savage. When I saw it, I was dying of laughter. And that is that for that. And talking about new songs, we have Odumodu Black, who is thinking or planning to release a song with Wonderco. I don't know how it's going to sound like. I'm just imagining things. I don't know how to say it. I don't know. I'm just imagining things like how it will be. Say, you know, these are two great talented artists, because even the first person that worked with Odumodu Black that really caught my attention was like, what did it do? They want to, but his song was amazing and great. Was 100 million by Tiwa Savage and Odumodu Black. One amazing song. We listened to it last season, and it was a great and a blessing. You know, trust me, from those two. But the most interesting part was, I wasn't kind of really too curious about that song, because I know fully well that Tiwa Savage is able and capable of doing anything different apart from, you know, just singing. She's just one of these versatile artists that she can be able to change, you know, I don't know how to say it. No, like the same. That's why I tag and I call her the queen of the queen of Afrobeat, because I see her in the same level as Beyoncé. Criticize me all you can, but I see her as the same level of Beyoncé. Like, I'm not sure there is anything you can put in front of her and she's gonna say, I'm not sure I can do that. Is it hip hop? Is it rap? Is it Afrobeat? Is it R&B? Is it blues itself? Just bring the genre and just let her do justice to it. And trust you. I know what I'm saying, because if you can really go back to, you know, Don't Break My Heart, Eminado, you know, you will really understand what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, Tiwa Savage knows what she knows how to, you know, does what she knows how to do best. You understand? So that aside, The next song is Davido, Dodo. This is a song I've not made my research clearly, but I think it was released around 2013, if I'm not making any mistake, where the music video is dressed like, you know, they shot it like an old village kind of, you know, music video, like really kind of old kind of style, you know, like describing the 80s or probably the early 90s, you know, the kind of music video, the dressing, the culture, the dance and everything. But right now the song came back on TikTok and some couple of guys made a dance to it, and it's trendy right now. And I can, as I speak to you at this very moment, it is number 2 on Afrobeat, you know, top 100. I was shocked, but I wasn't shocked, like, you know, surprised, but I know fully well, because the song is trending right now all over TikToks and, you know, Instagram and some other danceable social media platforms, if you know what I'm saying. So and Davido was also learning the dance. I saw a video on Instagram where he was learning the dance. It was really funny because no, obvious, what try be obvious, but this identity high, you know, understand. The guy I don't hold, dude, that's most much than what he's at the polo ground. But it's an amazing song. I used to love the song. I could remember when a friend of mine, Travis, used to play this song all day because he's a 30 BG man, mommy. Yeah, this boy go play this song, play me with tires. I say, David, if you don't pay you me, I start this song for him. But trust me, right now, it really brings a lot of old memories to me, especially, like, you know, a song we used to dance to back then. Now, you know, I officially think it's going to also get to number one, because I don't really see any song right there on number one that's going to really stop this song, because first of all is Davido, and second of all is an amazing song, and right now is having a dance that's trends with it. Trust me, it's gonna be an amazing one. So without talking too much, I have Davido, Dodo. You're listening to My House on Radio 5.
Keep it down, baby.
Okay, that was Dodo by Davido. As I said, it's number 2 on Afrobeat top 50 or top 100. I don't know, but whatever top you want to put it, even if it's top 1000, it is Davido right there on number 2. And the song, as I earlier said, I thought it was 2013. You know, it was 2015, and one amazing, you know, visuals. I really can't describe the video in any way, but it also consists of a dance that they did, this Thriller dance by Michael Jackson. And you see, trust me, right now I really don't know how they came across the song and they decided to make a new generational dance, or it's like the way they dance this. I don't know, but trust me, the whatever I'm a piano kind of style, it's an amazing dance, first of all, and also it's an amazing music by Davido entirely. But also, we have to give credit also to the new people who were able to, you know, discover something out and also make it a trendy song right now. In this very moment right now, I can say this song is a blessing. And the next song on our list is from two artists which I used to love also, Iyanya and Tekno, by the way. And talking about Iyanya, I think since One Side, I'm not sure he has done anything really viral for a very long time. I'm not sure, if I'm not making any mistake at this very moment. And talking about Tekno is this one artist. I think he saw and he conquered, because officially I can say he's this one person who owns, nobody will fit follow and drag this era from 2015 to like 2018. Nobody, they're not even Davido keeps saying it was Tekno that brought him out back again with If, and he keeps saying this like all day all night, he keep giving him that flowers, like he thinks and he keeps saying that if not for that very song, he doesn't think that there would have been anything he would have been able to do to really, you know, put himself out back there. Maybe probably he would have been able to figure something out, or by the way, anything. But it was that song that really brought him out, and he told the story of how he got his deal from Universal, and when he came, he was trying to when he was in America, he was trying to work with producers and all of those, you know, trying to do something. But at the end of the day, he couldn't even work on an album at the end of the day. So he came back, he told them he was coming back home. When he came back home, he recorded Eve after, what's it called, Tekno made him do it, because Tekno produced the song, wrote the song, did everything, and all he has to just do was to record it. He recorded it, took it back to the States, and he forced them, you know, normally he said they were not going to accept it that easily, but he had to fight his way through, and they accepted it. After promotions, a couple of months later, Heath was everywhere. Even R. Kelly at that time did a remix to it, and trust me, it was really a song that I can really testify to that. Even after his biggest song, or his first song that brought him out, Omo Babalowo, If was the other song, I think that really rebranded Davido and his music entirely. And that's why I'll keep giving that shout out to Tekno. And Tekno right now has done a song with Iyanya, and they both titled this one Shagara. And you know, two amazing artists. Talking about Iyanya, the guy who the ever first winner of MTA Project Fame, a musical talent show from Nigeria that is being hosted by a network platform, and is an amazing talent show. People like Chidima, I don't know if we've ever, you know, talked about her before. There are people like Chidima from there. Johnny Dree never won, but it was also in one time in the contestants. We have people like what's her name again, you know, amazing artists. I really can't name them all, but amazing artists has been there. But our very first winner was Iyanya, and according to the song that also brought him out, he said he just, you know, after the winning the competition, he just released the Kukere, and under the record label of Shantizo. Shantizo produced the song, by the way, and it was at that time he was the youngest you know, person to own a record label at the age of 21, if I'm not making any mistake at that time. And after the release of the song, he went to the States, and he was there, and he was hearing his own song. That's when he was like, man, what the fuck, if I can, without any promotion, and I can be hearing Kukere all these, you know, all these thousands of miles away. And that's when he got home, he shot the video, and boom, that's what made Iyanya. And I can clearly remember, and if you watch that video of Kukere, you can clearly see that video was, I think it's not, it was even, for me, I just think it was, It was shot on an, you know, iPhone 6 at that time, if possibly that quality was even great enough, because I think iPhone 6 quality was even higher than the video. But at the end of the day, they just wanted a visual art for people to see who sang the song, because he said the song was officially bigger than the artist itself. So that was why he was, you know, so, you know, eager to make a video for it, just to make sure anybody, somebody could see the person who made the song. And at the end of the day, his plans really worked out. Nobody gave the fuck about how quality the video was or not, but it was all about the great song as fast as was already out. Everybody was just vibing and dancing to it. So we have Yanya and Techno, and they both tied to this one, Sha Ga Ra.
Single life has got me feeling good. I never thought she'd say I'm into you. Galala, I'm a gosa. Chopante, I'm a mosa. She said there's something in my trosa. Ishe, like a Lakota. Let's go.
She took me munchai. She took me munchai.
Okay, that was Yanya and Techno, and they both tied to that very song, Sha Ga La. And I saw, you know, a snippet also today, and I felt like I should be sharing this one out. Another song I think is going to be an amazing one, which I'm expecting fully well. I'm just putting my mind into it. Is this song, or the snippet that I just heard from Burner Boy and Shibuzi? First of all, two amazing blessed artists, but I can barely imagine what the two is going to sound like. Like, I tried to use it up. And for those who don't know who Shibuzi is, he's an evil guy who lives in America, by the way, and he does country. Like the guy that sang "Give Me like a Cup of Whiskey," whatever song. Like, it's a country fully song. Like, everybody was kind of, you know, I'm questioning his talent, because he's a Nigerian, first of all. He's doing country in a country style, like, and though he grew up in the States, but trust me, that song, Whiskey by Shebuzi, is one of an amazing song. Like, and as I said, he shook the world because he's a Nigerian and he's doing country, like an African, not just an American. No, an African doing country was more like a shock to the world, and the song is amazing. And now he's collaborating with African giant Burna Boy. I really can't imagine what that song is going to sound like. I really can't imagine. I'm trying to, but I can't really imagine. Hopefully it's gonna be great, because I know, first of all, Burna Boy doesn't miss. Even if he doesn't deliver, he doesn't miss. Sometimes he hits the shoulder, the heart, the legs, you know, stomach. But if he really does, he gets you on that, you know, on that headshot. Trust me, Burna Boy doesn't fucking miss. For that, I would say. And talking about our next song, we're talking about one artist that also was under Dr. Dollars Entertainment. He goes by the name Hot Kid. And this is the guy everybody knew as the Hosanna Boy, like the guy that sang Hosanna. That this song was dropped 4 years ago, 2020, if I'm not making any mistake. As I said, I guess we also played this song. I have played this song last season, and I talked about the song whereby I said I fell in love with the song when somebody was just doing Facebook Live during the coronavirus period, and it was just playing the song. I had no choice than to, you know, message the person. I was like, write on the comment section and be like, who really sang the song? And the person replied, that was when I fell in love with the song. It was on repeat for me, like I couldn't get enough of it. So a couple of years later, what am I talking about? Yes, a couple of months later, he just disappeared and we couldn't see him. Though he did some couple of songs again, like what was it called? Otilo with what was his name? Pokoli. That one also was great. And after that, he just vanished and nobody heard from him again. But I felt like he was doing something, but just that it wasn't just that nobody was, you know, hearing him anymore. It wasn't getting that much publicity as before. And it was along the line when he did an interview on EPTV, and he spoke out and he said, I felt like him and his record label had a dispute and they decided to, you know, part ways and all of that. But the most interesting part, that was when he really spoke out and he said, it is better as an artist when you're going through one or two with your record label, it is better you speak out, because at the end of the day, you want to keep quiet. That is when you realize that you've really messed things up. And at the end of the day, when you're speaking out, nobody wants to listen. But when the thing is just trending at that moment, just speak out and see anybody wants to help or give an helping hand at the end of the day. Because when he was talking, he made reference to Pokoli. When he said Pokoli, people were sorry, not Pokoli, Mama Mia, what's his name? Zazu. And he said Zazu was, you know, Portable was, you know, speaking out, fighting Pokoli, fighting this person, fighting the other one. He said it was better because at the end of the day, he made that those things the guy was doing made everybody understood his own, you know, his own pain. At the end of the day, some were resolved peacefully, but at the end, at least it was resolved peacefully to his own gain, not, you know, being losing. So at the end of the day, he really said he made that fucked up, and even said he had a song with Olamide Badu just because of record label, you know, shit up and down, all of this. The song was never released, and he said, and I record, but a song with Badu can never be that bad that it wouldn't make you, you know, go viral. This is Olamide we're talking about. This is this guy that you can just have a song with, just even an intro, him doing an intro for you in a song, everybody wants to fucking vibe with you because they know it's just the love that he has. Everybody wants to also pass it to you. But now he just came back and he just dropped two new songs. One he dropped a month after another. The first one was My Way, and the other is titled Rules of Life featuring Entity. And we're gonna be listening to Rules of Life featuring Entity from the one and only Hot Kid. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Rule number one, never think it can't happen to you. Rule number two, never let them think you're a fool. Rule number three, never let another man know your plan. Rule number four, never let the emotions weigh you down. Rule number five, never mix pleasure with business. I tell you no if you know. Cause man, me I they talk from experience. Say rule number 6, so never, never let them see you finish, yo. Rule number 7, never let a nigga know your next move. Yeah.
Go by the name Dachle Shevrug, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Now I smoke away my stress. Oh, all these tears. So please don't go wasted. 99 good. Now one bad spot, 100. Say rule number 1. Never think it can happen to you. Rule number 2. Never let them think you're a fool. Rule number 3, never let another man know your plan. Rule number 4, never let emotions weigh you down. Rule number 5, never mix pleasure with business. I tell you no if you know, cause man me I they talk from experience. Say rule number 6, so never never let them see you finish, yo. Rule number 7, never let a nigga know your next move. Yeah.
Go by the name Dachle Shevrug, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Odd Kid featuring Entity, and they both titled it that very song, Rules of Life. A blessing, an amazing song. Maybe probably he's just talking from his own. According to what he said in rule number 4, he said never miss business with pleasure because he's talking from experience. So probably those are his rules he has alongside Get to Abide With, because he understood that, man, there are a lot of things he shouldn't have been doing that he's doing. But I wish him success. I wish him the best. A great talent. We really wish to hear more from him, and we want him to do great music as well, so we can be able to also vibe and give him the support and energy that he also needs. And this next song is one from, you know, from a blessing. Like, I will call him a blessing indeed, because since he has been given a chance to prove himself, he has never relented. Like, trust me. And he was hospitalized a couple of months ago, and now he's back, and trust me, I don't know how to describe him. Without talking too much, he's a very trending song. He's number six or number five on the top 50 Afrobeat songs right now. And ladies and gentlemen, I give to you, because I'm not going to describe him too much, but when we come back, we'll talk to you about him. Kahid, and he titled this one Horrible. And there was also a gist going on about this song. I don't know, but I'm just saying, people said, but according to what people said, we're going to be coming back. But first of all, we're going to be listening to Kahid Horrible. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab. By the name Dachle Shevrug, and you're listening to My House.
My baby dance, mommy cook, before my girl is start to do the beku. As a man,
Okay, that was Orobo by the one and only Kahid, and I guess he's successfully recovered from his you know, I don't know if he had cancer, if I'm not making any mistake here, cancer, but I know he was hospitalized for a couple of months, and you know, I even made mention of it, and I said love artists when they're showing him love and support, and now he's back, including Adekole Good. That was one of the time I felt like Adekole Good really got my flowers. I don't know if he was doing it for cloud or whatever thing, but I really think it was generous of him to really show such a young colleague, you know, love, and I really want to say he has my respect. And I'm talking about Orobo Kibo, as I said earlier before, it was allegedly said, and I don't know, no proof, that the song is he was talking about Wizkid sisters. I don't know Wizkid sister, by the way, I don't know all of his sisters, but when we made that search, because I saw it online, so when I made the search, you know, just search Wizkid sister, you understand what I'm trying to say. So without talking too much, I have a very controversial topic right now to talk about. Talking about the EME, Empire Mates Entertainment. I'm talking about Baki W, the first one-time president, because I don't know if he owns the record label. I mean, the record label that signed Wizkid, or that brought Wizkid into limelight, and Skaze, an artist called Skaze. We can barely find Skaze today, but Wizkid is still, you know, in our top list. He goes by the name Banky Wellington, and he goes by the musical name of Banky W. And he shared a video documenting his current life that he relocated abroad. This is my personal opinion. I just want to say this. First of all, this is what is. I want to make a quote on what he said. I'm not saying make it. I can't even quote him wrongly. This is what he said. And I say, he said, according to him right now, he said, a partnership is 100-100, not 50-50. That means this is the season I have been, I have been a chef, a housekeeper, a nanny, homework teacher, masseuse, and I don't know how to pronounce it, it's a French word, people who does massage, I don't know, and more all as part of the duty as a supportive husband and a present father of two. And honestly, I couldn't be happier. Supporting women, economic power means doing my part in our home, and I'm also doing my part in the world. As I end my master's in policy management at Georgetown University, I kneel on advocating for working mothers everywhere. When we put our women, we uplift our world. Gentlemen, kindly do the needful. I just want to say that's a very great one from the one and only Banky W. But my main thing when I want to talk here, it's a nice quote, me not dig against anything we need to. But my main thing here, you see, now joblessness, I be waiting they cause this one. Because first of all, don't get it twisted. I am now because saying don't relocate, go abroad. You know, say if you don't do the needful, you go sleep straight. Now, I mean, I'm just trying to figure things out, because literally I'm saying this because don't put words in my mouth, because this is the same guy who has been married for probably, if I'm not making any mistake, for like 6-7 years, if not more. Then all of a sudden you relocated abroad, and all of this thing they come out for your mom. Baba, now they call the why me here, Baba. Tell me saying that the Igbo policy you try follow, because you can't, you know. We've tried to talk about this a couple of times, and I'm not trying to say it is wrong for a man to support a woman when it comes to cleaning up the house. Don't get it twisted. I am not saying, don't miss my word, or don't misquote me. But trust me, if you are a man who is fully, I'll repeat myself, who is fully occupied with, maybe probably you're doing something talentful with yourself or your life indeed, trust me, no, we're not to deceive ourselves. Now, please do your mind to come to watch. I'm not trying to say, even if your wife decided to be watching, please, trust me, you tell her to relax because you get a meat for it. But not the why me, not the tell me all those kind of things. Just Banky W, I think he is not able to afford the luxury life he used to in Nigeria, because probably it's more expensive in whatever part of the world that he thinks he is right now. May not call it over twist him, because if a person like Davido, for example, goes to maybe UK, London, and Choma is there, for example, if Choma decides to go to the kitchen and make something for him, it is not bad. But trust me, Davido also had made plans for those things to be catered for. Even if he wiped, no, don't go say Davido, time we supposed to do music, he won't go to the clean house, more the time I said the truth. So I'm just saying, This is me speaking. So, as I said earlier before, I'm not against whatever he's saying. But him trying to impose it, there's one thing I don't like that the world is doing right now. The old world. If you like something and you want to do it, go for it. I'm fully 100% for you. But please don't impose it on people. For example, if you're a man and you are busy all the time and you feel like, okay, fine, it's a great thing for a man to go out there, make money and spoil his wife, do it for yourself. As also somebody once said, if you're a man who likes to share 50-50, let your partner know. You go out, I go out to work. We come back and we shove it. Don't impose it. A woman is supposed to do this. A man is so. Nobody is supposed to do anything. There is no law guiding any of those things. Please, ladies and gentlemen, let's make things clear. Because I really saw the thing. It was amazing because how could you. Why now? Let's really come to our senses. Why now? You don't relocate, go abroad. Why now? I don't understand. You know, Ferdinand just said, why you know the words they played for us? So please, let's be sincere with ourselves and let's, you know, learn to face statement right. And I hate it when influencers or so-called, you know, celebrities try to impose things like this. It really pisses me up because you're doing something doesn't mean it should be done that way. You like to do it that way. Good and congratulations to you. Don't impose it on others. So right now, I have Morabelli E. Me, and trust me, this is a lady that I felt like I saw the star in her when she nearly came out newly, and she was featured in Davido's album. What's the name of the album again? I hate this when my memory fails me. I don't know, the last album it just dropped, and she was one of the new singers that was featured in the album and automatically signed to DMW. And this is her second single because her first single was featuring Davido, didn't do, you know, quite well. But right now, Ifeanyi is one of the top songs right now, as I can tell you, because it's on number 4 on the top 50 on Afrobeats. Listening to my house on Radio Fab.
To my melody, chicken curry with the spice and with the tortilla. A jealousy when I see you with somebody. No feel they carry the play cause it's long no go again. Breaking all the rules of society. Pepe all of them with the jealousy. Carry on my top for hey, like a my person. I want to be more than friends with you. Left for my baby. Hey. Come on for my baby. For my baby, now talk away this spray. There for my head, I'm so sorry on my leg. Anything you say to me like a smoke before. This is why you do me so. And they carry me, they go. I don't buzz, I don't buy, I don't cry. Surprise me with your jazzy. To me like a smoke before. This is why you do me so. And they carry me, they go.
Okay, that was Moravi Ifi Nimi, an amazing song. Trust me, I don't know why I like this song, but I just love it. As I said earlier, she's the first signing to Davido's. No, there were two. I've forgotten the other guy's name. There were two, but Moravi right now is just, you know, an amazing talent doing this. Like, I don't know how to. But there's one funny thing about all of these things is first time sometimes when I listen to an artist, I don't just know. It is just the vibe for me. It is the energy. It is the vocals. It's the way they control, you know, the sound from the beginning to the end. They know what melody is. They know how to place their voice. It's not about singing, but it's about how to put it right and all of those things. Trust me, I can see her as one of those talents, which if we give her a chance, she's going to do exploit. And we talked about this song that I'm going to be talking about right now, Queen Madden, and she gave us a snippet last week, and I told you we're going to be releasing it on Friday last week, and finally it's dropped and it's titled Goosebumps, and we're going to be listening to it. That's our next song. And officially, I also want to address something. I saw the interview with Oyameno on Hip TV, and it was a very great one. I just want to say, first of all, congratulations. But I just want to also say, first of all, I saw three things in that interview, and the first one will be and could be the one he described as him telling himself that he's like officially ranked number one. He said people should be able to tear that part because he's officially ranked number one in the Afrobeat, whatever thing. I don't know how he was describing the whole thing. I really want to say, yes, you are a great talent. You are you really had a great song, which is I don't know how you sang the song, that the song that was against courtism and all of those things. I really kind of appreciate that song a lot, 100%. But literally, there are more to it. Trust me, there are more to it. It's not just about you having one hit and you describing yourself as one of the greatest. No. And second of all, and he also made one statement, and he said the Benin Boys vibe, and he said when he won the Eddies, and he raised the award, and he said, Edo to the world. Oviera, not be you bring Edo to the world, come. Trust me, you're not supposed to claim that hashtag for yourself. I guess if you can go to Facebook and just hashtag that word, you see that before you even started your musical career, there are people who've been doing that word or hashtagging that statement for a very fucking long time. So I hate when artists just claim credit of whatever they did. If you might be the first to really put it out there, and a lot of people were kind of, yes, they really recognize it, it doesn't really mean you were the first that really put it out. Because I felt like that I've been using that hashtag for a very long time, even before 10 years or 5 years before Yameno became an artist. So don't really claim a tag that doesn't really belong to you just because you think you were the first to say it. No, it doesn't. I feel like, and I think you even heard it from somebody, and you kind of, okay, let me put it out there, because it's an every Edo man slang, Edo to the world. It's an every Edo man slang. So please don't take credit for what you did not own or what you're just trying to, you know, backlash or whatever thing. And talking about the rankings, I'm going to say this right here, right now. Even if we're going to be calling on top 10 on Edo or Edo State, yes, Edo State artist, right now, I'm not sure you're going to rank on number 10. And if we're calling about all time, I'm not sure you're going to rank number 20. I'm sorry to say, you only had one hit, so please don't discredit others. I think Charlie Poppy right now, as I said earlier before, can sell out an arena worth 20,000 seats, and you can't even sell out an arena worth 5,000. I'm not trying to discredit your job. You only had one hit, I'll repeat myself again. So please don't discredit Rema, because he's the only artist from the South Side, I guess, that has, you know, sold that O2 Arena. I think there is no other person. So I'm not sure you have any idea of how big or large that stadium is. Make your research and you understand. I'm not sure if people sell those states, Ogbe Stadium finish. So not on the talk with you, you know, if you do. So that is that for that. I just want to say thank you all if you've listened this far. And my two songs today is going to be, you know, two great songs that I had the mic, so I had to play it by force, by fire, by force. You don't understand. The first one is going to be from Queen Madden, Goosebumps. Yes, a song that I really loved so much. I listened to it and I said, no, we're going to be listening to it together again on this very show. And after that, we have Whiskey Peace of Mind featuring Brent's Fayads. And this is an amazing song. And a video also just dropped a couple of days ago. And, you know, I just think Wiz is back. He never left though, but I just think he's back. Also, Davido is also anticipating his new single. So hopefully great things are going to be coming next week also. So I hope you don't miss next week's show. And by one more time, I say I go by the name of the actual Sharebook. It was a great time hanging around with you one more time. Hope you loved all the song and the gist. And if you want more, hang out next week. And without saying much, I just want to say ciao. E ci vediamo la prossima puntata.
Hello.
You're listening to my house on Radio Fab.
I know they fall, I come correct. No other person for my direction. If you dey follow me, stand where I stand. You gon' know, you must learn. Soldier man, Roger that cadet. Carry my chopper and my black barrette, so I know they calm down when he wants show. But the bam bam, I don't scatter when I hear your name. The sun glistening up on your face. I want you, you know I don't feel it. But the bam bam, you can do me as you like, my dear. Now you get down, you dey buzz in my brain. Now you get down, you dey buzz in my brain. Oh, I get, I get. I get a lot of goosebumps when I'm with you. And I really like all the things you dey do me while I. My medicine, I'm singing. I get a lot of goosebumps when I'm with you. And I really like all the things you dey do me while I. Not true, no. Begging, no go do me, pass me level, I'm begging. I know if you got it, this wahala, 3C level. Cause baby, why you get 11? I don't scatter when I hear your name. The song glistening up on your face. I want you, you know I don't feel it. For what the bam bam. You can do me as you like, my dear. Now you get down, you dey buzz in my brain. Now you get down, you dey buzz in my brain. Oh, I get, I get. I get a lot of goosebumps when I'm with you. And I really like all the things you dey do me while I. My medicine, I'm singing. I get a lot of goosebumps when I'm with you. And I really like all the things you dey do me while I. Not true, no.
You're listening to my house on Radio Fab.
Long came to see. Baby girl, you know I love you though. You could tell my secrets, but I love you don't. I could take you anywhere you wanna go. Tell me where you wanna go.
You're listening to my house on Radio Fab.
Nothing can tear us apart.
Nothing in this world.
You've got a piece of my heart
that belongs to you, girl. I can't let you have too much.
When you want, that's too much. Pop that body for me, that's my kind of healing. Sexual, give me all of you. So make you fall into my wingspan. So make I take you higher for the moment. You know if anybody can, baby, we can. I nigga feel like the right season. Give me one test. And you know they do the things that make a man crazy. Nobody ever do it better than this. Drunk on your loving feet to make a man chase. And if I ever hurt you, I mean well. What I gotta do to make you know it's all real. If I could, I would keep you to myself. Enough to separate the feelings where we they fit.
Nothing can tear us apart.
It's not that easy.
Nothing can tear us apart.
Nothing is.
future. I go give you reasons, baby, kick your feet up. We know they mind them, maybe give me one dance. Yeah, I go control, maybe give me trooper. Oh, why we day apart together, I need that love. Feel so good, feels like so full.
She don't know what it costs to live this life. The price ain't low. That's why I write best on these flights. But I learned from too many times. Too many times. You say you want me there this time. Not this time. Sometimes I'm like me, the bad version of me.
Another time zone, she's not easy to let go. She don't wanna late night solo. What I need, what she wants, hard to find a middle ground. All I need, that's someone. When I call up, to store it down for me. Remember the last time that we linked, it was intimate. Pick it up, let's get into it. Give it up, you know you're missing it. Sometimes.
Version of me.